بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد تلاف الله تبارك وتعالى النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه relates that النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said by the oath of that being who controls my life none of you have iman unless I am dearer to him than his parents, his children, and all of humanity. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will never taste the sweetness of iman unless he loves his fellow brother only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and detests returning to disbelief after being saved from it and unless Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to Him than everything else. Note, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fundamental component of iman and such love needs to be developed. The ahadith indicate that the love has to be of such a high level that it supersedes the natural love one has for parents, children and associates. If, for example, one's children demands that one carries out a wish of theirs which contradicts the sunnah, it will be expected from such an individual to sacrifice their desires and uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similar is the case of any other command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.